Surfers Ride a Wave. John Cusack, Paul Dano, Elizabeth Banks, and Paul Giamatti. Sun-kissed blonde beach babes shower off on the sand. Two clean-cut young men sit on the bonnet of a convertible watching girls go by. A press conference.
Yeah, we've all grew up in Hawthorne, California. Brothers here, Dennis, Brian, Carl, they all grew up in the same house. And I grew up a few blocks down. Al, where'd you live?
Well, it's been building up inside of me for, I don't know how long.
Shaggy-haired Brian sings lead vocal as the young Beach Boys record in the studio. They pose for a photo shoot on the beach. They fool around, holding a stripy surfboard under their arms. They perform on stage, watched from the wings by Murray and Audrey Wilson, parents of bandmates Brian, Dennis and Carl. Brian and Mike Love pour over sheet music in a studio.
It's a different chord progression, it's sped up. So my part in the chorus against the band alternates with the intro back in the new melody. Just gets around.
Clever. Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
The studio footage is intercut with them live on stage. Brian looks ill at ease as he plays bass with the band. Women in bikinis dance behind them on a studio set as they perform for TV cameras. Men in shorts and Hawaiian shirts shimmy and shake with the girls on elevated platforms. The five bandmates chat with pretty girls on the beach. Skinny Dennis does one-armed push-ups. Based on the life of Brian Wilson. Written by Oren Moverman and Michael Allen Lerner. Directed by Bill Pollard. With a surfboard under one arm, one of the guys volleys an American football back to the others. Dennis pounds his drums on the studio set. Wearing matching red and white striped short-sleeve shirts, the boys take a bow. Dark-haired and slightly pudgy with thin features and anxious, intelligent eyes, Brian unstraps his bass guitar and props it on a stand. A pair of white Nike trainers lies on the floor of a car showroom. A beautiful bottle blonde sales assistant sashays over to a Cadillac, where she finds a man slumped across the front seats with the door open.
Excuse me.
What?
He sits up. It's a 40-something Brian.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Are these your shoes?
What? Yeah, they're my shoes. I didn't want to, mess up the car because I jog. See, I jog on the beach, and I get sand in my shoes, So.
Well, that's very considerate.
I also get sand in my socks, and I got holes in my socks, so I did make a mess. Anyway, so I'm sorry about that. What are you going to do?
You're going to get sand in the car. It's no problem.
She smiles.
Can I help you today?
I'd like to buy a car. Cadillac,
Great. You've come to the right place.
Yeah.
She walks him over to another gleaming automobile.
This is the Fleetwood. My personal favorite.
Brian sits down at the wheel, and the salesperson, Melinda, gets in beside him.
What do you think?
I don't know.
His eyes widen.
Well, take your time. There's no pressure. Blue is a very calm color.
Melinda smiles at Brian. She's wearing an ocean blue long-sleeve dress and gold necklace. A broad-shouldered, hard-faced man eyes them from across the showroom.
Is this guy a friend of yours? I feel like he's watching us.
No, he's not my friend.
Brian leans closer.
He's my bodyguard.
Come on.
Something like that. It's a funny word, isn't it? Bodyguard. Bodyguard.
She grins.
Are we in candid camera?
No. I do need a car.
He narrows his eyes and glances around at the car's interior.
Can we just sit in here for a minute?
Sure.
They pull their doors shut. Brian locks them.
Well, the master lock feature works. We know that much.
Melinda gets comfy. Resting her clipboard in her lap, she crosses her legs and they share another smile.
My brother died.
Her mouth falls open.
I'm so sorry.
She knits her brow and gazes tenderly at him.
He drowned. A few years ago. Two.
He looks away.
But I'm all broken up about it still, you know? I mean, he wasn't even 40 yet.
That's terrible. So sad.
Yeah. But I just don't get it. I think about it every day, and I just don't get it. I guess better is not to think about it, right? Just force it out of your mind.
Sure. Yeah, I can understand that.
Melinda blinks sadly and lowers her gaze. Brian looks up at the roof of the car.
I'm not married anymore.
Melinda looks at him awkwardly and nods. She mouths a protracted, okay. Brian stares straight ahead through the windscreen.
Do you have a pen I could use?
Clean-shaven and handsome, but with sad eyes, Brian turns to look at her. She hands him a pen from her clipboard, and he looks pensive.
I guess I need a little piece of paper, too.
Sure, just,
Thank you.
She gives him the clipboard and steeples her hands together by her chin. Brian's bodyguard knocks on the window.
Brian, come on out of the car.
Brian writes, then hands back the papers.
Brian.
Melinda.
Hi.
Come on, Brian.
I want this car.
The Fleetwood.
No. Yeah, but I want this car, okay? I want this car, this one we're sitting in.
Oh, see, the floor model is...
Yes, it's your favorite, right?
You want...
It's special. You understand? Can I have it?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Two other men join Brian's bodyguard in front of the car.
Hey.
Hey.
What's happening, guys?
Hi, Gene.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Dr. Eugene Landy. How are you? I'm Brian's brother from another mother.
What's up?
I want the blue fleet with Gene.
Really?
Yeah.
Gene pats him.
You sure you don't want a Maserati? No offense.
I'm taken.
No. That one.
Really?
It's her favorite.
Okay. Well, I'm going to expect a deal here, you know, something worth our while. Do you know who this man is? Brian Wilson.
Melinda racks her brain.
Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
Ah. You didn't mention that.
Well, because that stuff doesn't matter. That's ego stuff, you know?
Are you kidding me? I love your music. I grew up on it. So thank you.
That makes me feel really good, Melinda Ledbetter.
Okay. Good enough, right? It's a nice name. Why don't you get started on the paperwork, okay?
Will do.
Great, and thank you again for your help. Let's go, Brian.
They leave.
Come on, guy. I think it's a good choice. You feel good about it? Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking slightly confounded, Melinda watches them go. A colleague.
The hell was that about?
I'm not really sure.
She frowns.
You okay?
She looks at the paperwork and beams.
Yeah.
Melinda crosses to the blue Cadillac Fleetwood. She's about to close the driver's door when she spots something and sits down at the wheel. Her face falls as she picks up a business card on which Brian has written the words, lonely, scared, frightened. The early 60s, Brian sits looking distressed aboard an aeroplane.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to start our descent.
Guitarist Al Jardine sleeps beside him. The others sit nearby, enjoying the flight. Terrified, Brian closes his eyes, taps his chest, and screws his face up as if in pain. Al wakes and gives him a concerned look.
I think I'm having a heart attack.
Al sits forward in his seat. Just across from them, Carl takes notice and leans across the aisle, his voice seemingly drowned out by the sound of the plane's engines. Brian clutches a pillow to his chest, then covers his terrified face with it.
Brian.
He topples into the aisle.
Brian
goes rigid.
Brian, are you choking? Are you choking?
I don't want to die!
Hey!
I don't want to die!
Hey!
I don't want to die!
Brian! Look at me! Look at me!
He begins to calm down. Brian's pretty young wife, Marilyn, makes her way through a party at their home towards Brian, Carl, and Dennis.
It was weird. It was like I was in a movie or something. There was music,
like always, but then it got dark and scary. And I couldn't breathe, like someone was holding his hand over my mouth.
Hey, Brian. You doing okay, baby?
Yeah, I'm good, Mary.
Okay. Just checking.
She leaves them be.
Yeah, and I started hearing things. Strange things. People talking.
Like voices? Like voices in your head?
No.
He smiles.
Well, kind of. Yeah.
He shrugs.
Maybe I'm Cocoa for Cocoa Puffs! Cocoa for Cocoa Puffs! I'm just kind of scared.
I think it's just Dad, you know, messing with your head. We're too big for him to take the belt to us anymore, so he's gotta use his black magic shit or something.
Nah, come on, it's not.
Yes,
no, something's off. It's being on the road. Being up there, it's freaky.
I get nervous on stage too, Bri. I mean, we all probably do.
No, but this is different. Anyway, you don't need me standing up there looking like a jerk. I'll be better back here at home, making music. Just want to be home. Got all kinds of new ideas, new sounds, new harmonies, new instruments. You hear the new Beatles?
Yeah.
The Rubber Souls?
Yeah, that's, I heard it was about John Lennon having an affair.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it works like a whole. It's like a whole album. Everything fits together. No fat. Like an album of folk songs, but the sounds are really far out. Lots of overdubbing.
They stole our backing vocal. You know, we go, la, 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 la. And then they change it to, dit, 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 dit,
dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit,
dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit, dit. I can take us further if you let me stay at home in the studio. It's what I need to do. And I promise, when you come back, I will have stuff for you that will blow your minds.
Nursing the beer, Carl considers.
Fine, but you just keep your head on straight, okay, Bri?
I will. I will. Straight as a die.
Get up.
Wait, straight as a what? What does that even mean? You're gonna die in a straight line?
I have no idea. I heard Dad use it once.
Oh, never use it.
They climb steps.
It's gonna be strange to be in Japan without you, brother.
Yeah, he's gonna fold our clothes now.
Why? Carl, Dennis, come on, guys, come sit with us.
Okay, I'll be right over.
The girls are sitting by a pool. Brian turns, salutes, and falls in backwards.
Hey! Everybody in!
Revelers leap headfirst into the swimming pool.
One of these days, you are going to break your skull open if you're not careful, Brian.
I'm going to make the greatest album ever made, Mary.
I know you are, baby. I know you are.